This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People.
Buju, my name is Ivy Vineo. I live in Duluth. I work at the University of Wisconsin-Superior. I work in the Office of Multicultural Affairs there. And on the side, I like to be a photographer.
Ivy was on her way to the Rendezvous Days powwow at Grand Portage this past summer, where her mother and grandmother, members of the Mercer family, are originally from. She brought in two of her favorite photos, as well as her camera, which has been given a unique name.
I never named my cameras before. One of our Bengali students from Bangladesh at the university, I was asking him what he thought the name of the camera should be. He chose the word picture, what translates to picture. And that Bengali word is chobi. So for about 2 months now, this camera is known as chobi. And many know chobi.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you shared a couple of photos. One is taken, I think, at the Rendezvous Days.
It was last year at the powwow. It was Saturday. And I was sitting with another photographer, actually. We were talking, and I just had the camera in my hands, and I happened to break from the conversation, and I looked up. As I looked up, Gordon Findlay and his daughter, Kylie, were dancing together around the arena coming towards us, and they were engaged in conversation, and I pulled the camera up, and I just love that photo because it literally is one of my favorite photos of powwows because it shows family togetherness.
And I've heard that there's various, I guess, cultural stigmas involved with taking photos. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, I kind of learned the hard way. A little bit. And I've been going to powwows since I was 17 years old with my mother, but I haven't photographed them until about 4 or 5 years ago. And so I think the first time that I got talked to was at the Veterans Powwow in Sawyer 5 years ago. All these male traditional dancers were dancing around this one drum, honoring the drum, and I'm like, wow, this is beautiful. I'm gonna take a picture of this. And I went out into the arena and snapped, and all of a sudden this man came running towards me, and he was like, you gotta put that away. Don't take photos. And so I did. I listened to him. I shut my camera down, and I honored what he said. And then I talked to somebody about it, and they said, yeah, you're not supposed to do that when an eagle whistle is blown. What I've learned as well is that different tribal communities, even within the Ojibwe Nation, are different with that rule. And if I've taken the photo and they come up and tell me that it's not okay, I go in and I erase it. I just think it's an act of respect, too. My gut will tell me, too, you know, no, don't do this right now. With my first solo show that I did, it's called Namajig, Honoring Our Traditions. It includes 17 Ojibwe and Lakota dancers. I invited each of the dancers in the exhibition to give me a statement of why they dance at powwows. And their narrative, their story is in their words, right next to their image. And so there's cultural and intercultural learning when people come and see those photos. And ACO is sponsoring a 2014 calendar of Namajig, Honoring Our Traditions. And so it'll be a 12-month calendar. And they're using the funds to go back into an artist fund for ACO to help Native artists establish themselves and get connected to the art scene and that kind of thing. So I really like that.
You shared a second photo, which is it's a single butterfly flying over a wild rice bed.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was an amazing shot. I went to Rice Portage Lake in Sawyer, Minnesota, with my friend Vern Northrup. He invited me to go out and look at the growing monomin on that lake. And I had my camera, and I had a 250 to 500 millimeter lens, and it's this huge, heavy lens. And then all of a sudden, I just out of the corner of the lens, I saw movement, and it was a butterfly. I do love taking powwow photos, but I also love taking photos out in nature. And to be just out in the woods with my camera, there's just a lot of hidden treasures out, I think, that a lot of people don't see. And I like to see those things, and I like to capture them with Chobe.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.